Why do siblings raised in the same home navigate life with dramatically different instincts? How can identical twins develop distinct personalities despite sharing identical DNA? The answers lie not in mystical predestination, but in the concrete biological mechanisms shaping our neural architecture. Our brains aren't simply blank slates waiting for experience to write upon them. They come pre-wired with tendencies and capacities that make each of us uniquely ourselves from birth. The human genome isn't a detailed blueprint with one-to-one correspondence between genes and behaviors. It's more like a developmental algorithm, a set of biochemical operations that, when executed in the proper environment, produces a human being with individual characteristics. Think of it as a recipe that provides general instructions while allowing for variation in the final result. With just 20,000 genes orchestrating the development of trillions of cells, our genome achieves remarkable complexity through sophisticated regulatory networks where genes interact with each other and environmental signals in intricate feedback loops. What makes us different from other species isn't uniquely human behaviors, but our distinctive combination of capacities. We're bipedal, diurnal, gregarious omnivores with extraordinary abilities for language and abstract thought, all reflected in our brain's properties and encoded in our DNA. The human brain, with its 86 billion neurons forming quadrillions of synapses, exemplifies how genetic instructions create extraordinary complexity through iterative developmental processes. Genetic variation occurs through DNA replication errors, creating diverse traits, including behavior. This is evident in dog breeds. Border collies naturally herd, while pointers instinctively indicate prey, demonstrating behavior's genetic foundations through selective breeding. However, genetics isn't everything. Brain development involves inherent molecular randomness, causing differences even with identical genetic instructions. Like subtle variations in identical twins' faces, their brain structures differ at the cellular level, combining with genetic differences to create unique psychological profiles. Twin and adoption studies confirm psychology's genetic basis. Identical twins share remarkable personality and cognitive similarities even when raised apart, while adopted siblings show no more psychological resemblance than strangers. Brain scans reveal that structural similarity correlates directly with genetic similarity. Identical twins' brains appear far more alike than those of fraternal twins. Notably, shared family environments contribute minimally to psychological traits, usually 10-15% or less. This explains why siblings naturally develop different temperaments, talents, and interests, often resistant to change. Development starts from a single fertilized egg with a unique genome. Even after the first division, the two cells show different gene expressions. The brain develops through progressive subdivision, from basic regions, forebrain, midbrain, hindbrain, into hundreds of neuron types with thousands of subtypes. Neurons extend dendrites and axons in specific patterns once positioned. Each axon tip has a growth cone that explores using protein signals with specific receptors guiding it to distant targets. These developmental processes rely on gene expression and protein interactions affected by molecular noise, making development probabilistic rather than deterministic. While genes specify approximate protein quantities, they can't control exact molecular locations. Instead, components interact through probability-based movements. This developmental noise can create natural variations in brain wiring, explaining why individuals may have different innate abilities in areas like coordination or musical talent, differences that emerge through development rather than direct genetic specification. Our brains come pre-wired but remain plastic, constantly adapting to environment and experiences by modifying synaptic connections. Rather than erasing innate differences, this plasticity often amplifies them. Genetic makeup shapes experiences in three ways. Children share genes with parents whose behaviors may reinforce inherited tendencies. Innate traits evoke specific responses from others. and children actively select experiences matching their natural inclinations, creating self-reinforcing patterns. Consider two children with different natural abilities. An athletic child succeeds in sports, receives encouragement, practices more, and excels further. A verbal child enjoys reading, earns praise for vocabulary, seeks challenging books, and develops superior language skills. Initial differences grow through these self-selected experiences. This pattern explains why intelligence heritability increases from childhood, 50%, to adulthood, 80%, while family environment effects fade. Nature and nurture work together, with innate traits steering us toward experiences that reinforce our predispositions through self-organizing development. The English language contains over 4,500 personality-describing words, demonstrating our recognition of individual differences. The Big Five framework, extroversion, neuroticism, conscientiousness, agreeableness, and openness to experience, has emerged as the dominant model, showing consistency across cultures. Research shows personality traits are moderately heritable, with genes accounting for 40 to 50% of variation. Interestingly, shared family environment has little impact. Instead, unique experiences, peer relationships, and random life events shape personality more significantly. Personalities stem from differences in decision-making parameters, governed by neuromodulators like dopamine, reward/motivation, serotonin, mood/social behavior, and noradrenaline, arousal and attention. These chemicals regulate neural signaling, affecting how circuits respond to stimuli. For example, higher dopamine sensitivity may increase reward responsiveness, influencing traits like extroversion. Individual responses to social situations, such as feeling energized or drained at parties, reflect variations in brain processing. These create stable personality differences that persist while allowing for gradual change through environmental influences or deliberate effort. Human perception varies significantly between individuals due to genetic differences in sensory processing. Color vision demonstrates this clearly. Red-green colorblindness affects 8% of males due to X chromosome mutations, while some women are tetrachromats with enhanced color discrimination abilities. Genetic variations create subtler differences in sensory sensitivity across normal ranges. Visual cortex size varies threefold between individuals, affecting spatial resolution and field of view. Perceptual speed differs based on heritable alpha wave frequencies, influencing how quickly people process visual events. Our sense of smell illustrates these differences well. With roughly 1,000 different receptor genes subject to mutations, people can have dramatically different experiences of the same odor. What's pleasant to one person may be undetectable or repulsive to another. Synesthesia provides a striking example of perceptual variation, where stimulation in one sense triggers experiences in another. For synesthetes, numbers might have colors, music might create visual patterns, or words might have tastes, experiences that are as real to them as conventional perception is to others. Intelligence, humanity's defining trait, enables abstract thinking and pattern application through analogy, allowing our species to thrive across diverse environments. IQ scores reliably predict key life outcomes like education, income, and health. While genetic influence on intelligence is minimal in infants, it increases to 75 to 80% in adults as family environmental effects diminish. The Flynn effect, rising IQ scores across populations over time, demonstrates environment's crucial role through improved nutrition, healthcare, education, and society's emphasis on abstract thinking. Genetic studies reveal intelligence-related genes primarily affect fetal brain development, including neural growth and connectivity. Brain imaging shows intelligence correlates more with global characteristics than specific regions, with overall brain volume having a 0.40 correlation with IQ, while network efficiency remains crucial.